College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
FM News Talk 97.1 Podcast.
The following is a paid program.
All right, good Saturday afternoon. I am your man, Rich Orris, home consultant for Mosby Building Arts and your host of the next hour, Right at Home with Rich. Thanks for tuning in and sharing your remodeling questions with me today. And don't forget, if you call in, you are eligible to win that $25 Stefanina's gift card. That will get you a great dinner for two, Italian, great Italian place. You're going to love it. The number, write this down. Let me give you a sec. 314-241-9797. Make sure you leave your phone number so we can contact you if you are today's big winner. So with me today from the sound room and what I would call my home tech expert, Tony Pratt, and as well, halfway through the show, I will unveil my Right at Home hack. And here's my question today for you guys. What is the most common mistake that we all make when updating tech in our homes? You do not want to miss this answer. Let's go ahead and get started. I want to get right into it. We want your home tech questions, theater rooms, anything TV techie around your home. Give us a call. We want to hear about those questions, those projects. 314-241-9797. And Tony, I want to kind of get into some stuff first, but I do want to thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
How you doing this afternoon?
You know, I'm doing great. It's a little rainy outside, so yeah. You know, you hate getting up and dealing with that. Cold, rainy, not my favorite. Typical April in St. Louis, right? At the Cardinal game last night, that wasn't too fun, but other than that, I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me again. It's been a couple years since I've been on, but I always enjoy coming on and talking technology.
Yeah, absolutely love it. And I can, you know, I was thinking about it today because I was like, you know, wow, I haven't been back in their showroom here in a while. I said, so with the way tech changes, the things that we'll probably get to talk about and the things that's probably different in your showroom, you know, from a year or two ago, is probably pretty amazing because this stuff moves fast.
It really does. I think the last time you came in, that's when you first saw the Frame TV.
Yes.
And, you know, people are like, well, what's a Frame TV? The Frame TV is from Samsung. Basically, when it's off, it looks like either artwork or your pictures on your phone instead of a traditional TV. So, you know, some people, while we want the functionality of having a TV in the living room or over a fireplace, not everybody wants it to look like a TV.
Yeah.
And that allows it when it's off. It doesn't draw a lot of power, but it looks like artwork. And then you hit the remote and poof. It's a TV. Actually, yesterday we were just putting in our outdoor living area, they were putting in a listening center with seven different types of outdoor speakers. So you just go up. It's kind of like one of our switching rooms where you can go back and forth between different receivers and different speakers. Well, you can go out to the outdoor area and you can listen to all the different outdoor speakers we have and figure out which one you like best based on the aesthetics and also the performance.
That stuff is absolutely, it's tremendous when you get in and hear this stuff and get to compare, you know, that well from one to the next. And something that I'll put you on the spot here a little bit, and hopefully I'm not out of school anymore or whatever, but something I found out when you were on 2 years ago is that you guys price match.
Yes.
You still do that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so that is such an advantage because not only do you get their service and you get to get in that showroom and test this stuff out, but you'll price match it against anywhere you could get it from, Best Buy, all those places. So much better shopping there. When I heard that, I was like, why have I ever stepped into a Best Buy?
That's a good question.
You know, I really did. I was like, oh, well, dang,
most,
you know?
Most people, they don't realize that yeah. You know, in reality, now Best Buy will carry a few different types of TVs that we might not.
Yeah.
So that's the main thing. One, is it something we carry or can get? We're not going to carry a Vizio.
Yeah.
But when it comes to a Sony, a Samsung, an LG, yes, we do. And a lot of times when a homeowner will come in, hey, I need a new TV, the first thing one of our salespeople will do is pull up Best Buy's website just to see what they're selling it at.
Yeah.
To make sure that it's the same. Because a lot of times these prices will change by the week.
Oh, yeah.
That's just the nature of the beast. And then you have a lot of different products, whether it's like a Sonos or a Bose. Well, we hate to tell you, those prices are the same no matter where you buy them at, just because that's what the manufacturer says. And we're seeing a lot more electronics manufacturers doing that. If you want to carry my product, great. You're selling it at the same price. So like your point, why go to a chain and you don't know what you're going to get when you're dealing with these people, or come to the local guy, support the local economy, the small business, and you'll have to, you know, the opportunity to talk to somebody that actually is a specialist and knows exactly what you're trying to do and accomplish and will come up with the best solution for you.
Yeah, absolutely. And so in kind of explaining the different types of some of those things, you guys, I'm sure, are very similar to like Mosby Building Arts in a way of like, we won't put in a builder grade cabinet.
Right.
We got a 10-year workmanship warranty. We don't want to put in something that's going to break quicker than that.
Oh, that's the big thing.
And that's that Vizio or that, you know, mm-hmm. You're probably not going to carry some lines because you're like, oh, we've just had, or like I got a fireplace, you know, that we do a lot of work for with a fireplace company. And they say the ventless units, he's like, right. I'm done. I don't even sell them. I won't even offer them. I've had so many issues of the smell and the different things and the crack the window that he's like, I'm through with it. I'm just not. So it's, you know, probably a similar thing.
Yeah, it really is. The thing with technology is, since it is constantly changing, you're always on the leading edge of it. And that's how our company is. Because we're the last of the local traditional electronic retailers, plus we are a custom integrator, every manufacturer in our space wants to do work with us. They want their products in our showroom.
Yeah.
Well, that's great, but if you're showing me the latest and greatest before I put it out on that showroom floor, you're going to give it to me, and then I'm going to send it to my engineering department. And I've got two guys, this is what they do all day, is while they're not designing systems, they're testing equipment. So we give it to them and say, here's what the specs say it can do. 30 days later, they'll sit there and say, this is exactly what it'll do, or yeah, this spec is wrong. We tried it, we broke it. And then we'll send it back to the manufacturer of, our engineering says that spec A, C, and F do not meet what you're saying it'll do. Fix it. When you fix it, send it back to us. We'll test it again. And if it works, we'll bring it in. But we try and mitigate that risk of technology not working prior to us selling it. And that's
exactly
the big thing.
Yep. And that's something that's kind of a piece of this hack I've got. Now, I'm the home guy, and Tony helped me come up with this hack. So I'm going to do my best, but I'll be asking him with some of that advice and stuff on that. But that, you know, trying to protect it from not working is kind of part of what we're going to be talking about with that hack for sure, and the mistakes that people make when they try and do this stuff themselves. So that we definitely have to look forward to, and some great information with that. We got a ton of other great stuff for you. There's so much to go over. I didn't even really write anything down today because it's like we just did. You just say one thing and 11 minutes later, you're like, oh, we should get to our first break, you know, and
we
can get
talk
through this. So,
all day.
Yeah. We can. Do we have to take breaks, Eric? I mean, that Jeff makes us.
Sponsors.
Okay. They make us. We have to go to the break, but tons more right after the break.
Stop working on the women.
All right. We're back. We're going to let the good times roll, right, Tony?
Yes, we are.
So this is what I got here real quick. Give us a call. If you didn't hear the first segment, I have a home tech expert from the sound room, Tony Pratt, with me. If you have home tech questions, if you have goofy things going on with your home tech, call in, give us a call, and ask the question. You can register to win that gift card, and you can get the expert answer. I'm telling you right now, I know enough about home tech to be wildly dangerous at any moment.
Same here.
But it's so, it's learning, and it's so fast. It's like, I feel like if I learn something that I get to tell somebody about, and then they go, that's great, I want to buy that. It's like, that's gone the minute I've done that.
Well, not only that, the next update shows up.
Yeah.
And the app looks totally different.
And they're like, so do you know about home tech? I'm like, absolutely not. You know, I know about yesterday's home tech and a lot of that, and it's a lot of fun, but every time I offer something and then I get somebody involved like you guys, it's like, okay, yeah, wow, that's nothing like we originally spoke about. It's all the new stuff, and it's awesome. It really is.
You know, it's not even that. We'll get into some of these projects where maybe the houses will take 2 years to build, and when we're putting together the original scope and the original project, there's a lot of items that we just put allowances in. Because while, yes, this house is designed, or this system is designed to have this type of a TV in, well, I'm not delivering the TV for 2 years, so we're going to put a dollar amount as a placeholder, and then we'll worry about what the latest and greatest is when we show when the time, you know, time comes, because it's changing that quickly.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is. And it's pretty amazing. So get in on this. If this sparks any kind of chord with you, give us a call, 314-241-9797. Right now is the time. I want to touch on something off subject real quick here, just because as I do things during the week, and as I see people, or I attend events, or we have different things happening around Mosby, I get, you know, it's kind of like spark that chord. I get this thing that this really, you know, touched me. It really exhilarated me to kind of want to go over this, and I'm grateful to have a platform like this to be able to do these things, even if it's nothing about your house, but is something that I feel is really worth taking a couple minutes on, just to kind of let people know about and stuff. And we do a lot of great stuff at Mosby, and we're just probably finishing up our seminar today. I've been talking about for a few weeks here, our kitchen seminar out at Top Golf, and they're probably wrapped up, and there's probably some people playing golf by now. And there's more seminars. You can check out our website, find information on, we have them like almost every month. If you look up callmosby.com, you can find out about all those seminars. But what I'm going over now is, so last night I was at a fundraiser for an organization, called Casa of St. Louis, and they just changed the name. It was like Voices for Children or something like that, and they just got a new president, and one of my clients just became the president of the board for the organization. And so it's called Casa of St. Louis, and we're at this fundraiser, and, you know, learning about what they do and how they help, and the whole thing is actually about fostered children. It's about abused children that get taken from their home, and then they go into the foster system. And so they have these advocates that are all volunteers. And what they do is when a new child goes into the system, they kind of sponsor that child. They go to the court cases, they read about the cases, So when the child might have special needs that maybe the courts say, yep, this child needs some counseling or needs some of this or needs, they kind of help make sure that all that stuff happens and make sure they're safe in their new foster home and just all these different things, you know, that they do. And it's really, so they're called court-appointed special advocates. That's the actual volunteer, and the organization helps them, trains them. And some of the stories of how they help and what they do was amazing, but was even more amazing to me was the truth in, you know, how many people, how many kids. There's like 1,700 in just St. Louis City and County right now.
That many?
In this system, and they've got enough advocates to support about 700 of them. So they have 1,000 other kids they can't even help. And when the president of the whole thing was talking, and if you Google search CASA of St. Louis, you'll see all these different cities and stuff. And he was talking about in Los Angeles County, not anything around it, but just that county, they had over 30,000 kids. I was like,
that's amazing.
Okay. That's, you know, so there is a ton of need for help. Not money donations would be great, but volunteers would be even greater, I think. But it was a great, great time last night. They raised like over $250,000 to help this thing out.
Wow.
They need, if they had enough volunteers and was going to support 1,700 kids, they would need over $6 million in donations. But so it's a start. But and one of the things that they donated was they made these duffel bags. And the duffel bags had a pillow, a blanket, and a teddy bear in it. Because what they were talking about, when a child gets ripped from its home like that because of abuse and, you know, maybe the parents are going to prison or something's happening, they literally leave with a trash bag. And they throw like two outfits and whatever they can inside of a trash bag. And then they're just, here, go live in this house for now. I mean, I can't even imagine what that would be like. But they don't even have a bag.
Wow.
You know, so you could buy a bag for $112 and then they'll give these bags out to each kid as they start getting revoked from their home like that. And it was awesome because, man, the cards went up with every donation number. They got so many of those bags. So it was a great night. It was a great, you know, we always talk about relationships and relationships with our clients and different things like that. So it's a good, worthy cause, and I would just like to ask everybody out there, if you have any sort of interest, just Google search CASA of St. Louis, check them out. If you could donate $20, that would be absolutely fabulous. If you could donate $10,000, that would be tremendous. If you could, maybe you get interested and you actually become one of these advocates and you no money, volunteer your time. It's like 10 hours a month or something that I think they spend, 10, 12, you know, a month helping support these kids. So it's not a great, great deal of time. So if you could donate that time, look into this, man, it'd be awesome. I just wanted to throw that out there and see if we can get these people some help, because it was an amazing night with full of amazing stories. And if you can help them out. So, but we can get back into this. If you have any questions about the home tech, give us a call, 314-241-9797. And so for now, so you're good. I love having you on the radio, Tony, because you still do your podcast, right?
Oh, yes.
So you're well-versed. You're great at talking like this. And so tell us about your podcast and just, you know, where can people find it and
sure.
What's it all about?
You can find it. It's called Green Gab. It's basically we podcast myself and my co-host, Marla Esser, Close. We talk about green building, sustainability, green companies, green living tips. We really like to highlight women in the construction industry. We'll do two different types of podcasts where we'll do one that's more educational, where we'll take a topic and really kind of break it down. We try and take the techie language out of it and mm-hmm. really make it to where the general public can understand what we're talking about. And then others will do a more interview type, where since my podcast partner, she moved back home to Oklahoma City, we're finding it's easier for us to do the interview, the one-on-one interview, just remotely. She does them. If it's somebody that's a very good friend of both of ours, then we'll try and do a two-on-one interview. But we only do those when she's in town and we batch record. You can find it on any place you get your podcast information, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify. I believe there's a few others out there, like maybe Stitcher. But I would say there's probably, we're getting close to 100 episodes now, and it's been a blast.
Wow.
I mean, you named the topic, we've probably discussed it.
Yeah.
Big on water conservation, big on recycling, anything and everything that goes into sustainability, we've touched on.
Sweet. That's really great. So that's awesome. So that's where you can find that. And we got a hard break we're coming up against here. So give us a shout, and Tony can answer any of these questions you have. 314-241-9797. All right, here we go. Halfway through the show, we did have a caller come in that didn't want to go on the air but wanted to know about extending Wi-Fi signals, which is kind of exactly what we are about to touch on here with my right-at-home hack here. Thanks to Tony Pratt to help me out with this. What's the most common mistake we all make when we just keep growing and updating all of this tech equipment and stuff in our homes? So, and if you're into tech, I'm telling you, you've had this, you know, you've probably done all this before. So you add streaming to a smart TV, you add some cool wireless lights that you're like, oh, this is really cool, I can do this. And, you know, maybe you add some, this was my issue, I had some wireless cameras around the house, or the Ring doorbell, a baby monitor with a camera. We got all these cool things. Then you're like, okay, so we get a couple more smart TVs around the house. You know, let the kids stream away from you in their rooms. And then all of a sudden now it's like, okay, so now I got Alexa, man. We got that for Christmas. This is the greatest thing ever, right? It's so cool. Like, I got this lady in my living room and she can control all this stuff, right? And then what happens? Bam. All of a sudden, you got that camera that's furthest away from your router that always stops working. You got the lights, or you got something not happening. Or here's the biggest one, folks. Your kids are texting you, because that's what kids do. Why is my streaming not working right? It's not fast enough. It's not, you know, they all do that. And, you know, all those parents are like, just walk in a room and ask me a question. But no, they're shooting you these texts. So you're consistently resetting, restarting, trying to keep all this stuff going, and a solid, reliable network is the essential to all this today's modern equipment. And it's what most of us don't think about or grow or change as we make all these changes to all this stuff. So, you know, what are you looking for? You're looking for scalability, you're looking for speed, you're looking for reliability. So when you look at like reliability, you're going to have those kids stop texting you that their stuff isn't working if you get this network correct. Your speed, you know, your provider can give you lightning speed, and it's just not going to matter if that whole network isn't up to it or isn't going to keep up with the whole to keep that full performance of all these things going. And of course, that scalability you need to think about. Everybody always buying into, well, I've got 10 devices, so I'm going to get something that'll support 10 or 11. And well, but you're going to keep, you know, appliances. Think of all these different things that are going to keep connecting to our stuff and having all these advantages. But you're going to need to keep changing this network if you don't think about being able to scale this thing up for the future when you work on it today. So getting the right network is the answer to that question. Getting those things put in there correctly. And the sound room, Tony Pratt here, can really help make sure you got these things right. So, Tony, how did I do? And what really is some of the things that people should be thinking about when they go into this new network? And I've been thinking about the same thing in my house with my son and everything into this stuff. How do we keep it working?
It's interesting because the scenarios you just described, we hear over and over every day. And while my side of our company works on the construction side, whether it's new construction or remodeling like we do for some of your customers,
yeah,
we sit there and a lot of times we're the first people to ask the homeowner how they're trying to live in the house. that's where we go in and investigate and find out, oh, I stream music. You know, I have three kids and they all sit in their bedrooms and they watch TV on their phones. You start to try and figure out how we need to assemble the speed of the network and go from there. Well, like you said, some people might think they have 10 devices. To be honest, the average for any home right now is at minimum 20 network Wi-Fi enabled devices in a house.
Wow.
I have two of them just sitting here right in front of me, phone and an iPad.
Yeah, me too.
Right?
Yep.
I mean, that's just the way it works. So it used to be network inside the house was a luxury. Today, it's just as important as electricity and water going into the house. Think about that for a minute. This is how it's changed. So for us, the first thing we do is we discuss network. And if you are in an existing house and you have a U-verse or a Charter wireless router somewhere in the corner of your house, thinking that is going to power everything, you're drastically mistaken. That's just the way it is. And the solutions I'm going to talk about and the process we are going to talk about, it doesn't matter whether it's a do-it-yourself project or a professionally installed project. The basics won't change. So if a listener here is very techy and understands what, you know, we're talking about and wants to change their own network, yes, they can go to a Micro Center or a Best Buy, find the proper solution for them, and install it themselves. If they're not, then they can come to a company like ours, and we can help them out. But the first thing you have to do is zone the house, just like you would an HVAC system. We all hear about zoned heating and cooling.
Yeah.
Well, network is the exact same way. And it's not just inside the house like an HVAC system. It's also outside the house. You know, if somebody wants to run to your Lowe's or Home Depot to pick up a Ring doorbell, well, that's a Wi-Fi enabled device that's outside of your house. The Wi-Fi system has to be able to cover the front porch for that to work. Otherwise, if the network is not strong enough, it is going to constantly drop off the system. Just like you were telling me about your Wi-Fi enabled camera, the far corner of the house.
Yep, it's the furthest one. It just picks and chooses when it feels like running.
You can't see it half the time because it's on and off the network. That's all it is. As your network signal drops off or gets stronger, it'll pick up the camera or release it. So the biggest thing is understanding your house. If your house is built probably in the last 10 years or so, and you're trying to get, you know, the latest and greatest 1 gig speed internet coming into your house, I'm sorry to tell you, you're most likely not going to be able to, because the wiring in the house will not handle that kind of a speed. For 1 gig, the fastest that's out there, and in St. Louis County, we're starting to see areas that U-verse is offering 1 gig speed. So that is the fastest. Charter and U-verse, for the most part, is 100 meg speed into the house.
Yeah.
Now, once again, that's just into the house. That's not necessarily inside the house. You have to make sure that the equipment you're using, router, any kind of wireless access points, any kind of Wi-Fi extenders, is made to handle that speed. And it'll tell you right on the box as you're buying it. So for the do-it-yourself person, let's start with that. Chances are you're going to want some kind of a package kit that has either, depending on the size of your house, a high-powered router with wireless built in, or some kind of kit that has a router slash extenders built in that you can just plug in through the different parts of your house. What that would allow you to do is get a little bit better coverage throughout the house based on the speed that the infrastructure of the house will allow you to do. You can do simple apps such as a speed test app. Just go on to wherever you get your apps for your smartphone, type in speed test, and you can download an app. It will literally log on to your Wi-Fi network and tell you how fast it is.
Yeah.
We use it all the time. First thing when we go out to a client's house, and they say they're having issues with the speed of the network, we'll just open that up and test it right there. And that gives us all the information we need to start to investigate and really diagnose the issues. 9 times out of 10, it's because there's a lot of dead spots in the house, because the equipment, the heart of it, whatever is broadcasting the Wi-Fi signal, is not central. And because of that, you just can't hop. Now, maybe you have an existing router. You know, your best bet if you have dead spots is to look for wireless extenders. You should be able to find them just about anywhere. Online, yeah. Best Buys, Home Depots, or you can come to professionals like us. Now, the difference is you're not going to walk into our store with a wire and find a wireless extender and take it home. Yeah, we're going to do a professionally managed, professionally installed system for you. The main difference between the Wi-Fi do-it-yourself system and a Wi-Fi professionally installed system is who is going to warranty it and who's going to service it when it goes down.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. And that's, you know, I don't know if everybody noticed, but I wasn't just talking during that hack about my life, but probably 9 out of 10 people's lives. And, you know, just a week or so ago, I was in a meeting with my manager, and I'm looking at my phone and I'm kind of laughing, and he's like, "What?" And I said, "Oh, my daughter just texted me and said her data is not working on her phone mm-hmm. and it drives her crazy." And he kind of laughed and opened up his phone and turns the text around, and it's his son. Same day, within an hour or something, he's like, I think his son said something like, "You know, if these phones don't even work, why are they worth having?" Or some smart, you know, remark right. like that. And I'm just like, oh gosh, this is like everyone's life. How do you keep this stuff running and working and all of that? You know, and it's a challenge. So to have somebody to help you with that would be probably a tremendous thing. So hold the thought you're about to have, though, because we're going to get into our final break here, and we can get back into that when we return. And if there's any other questions like that extender one, give us a shout. Last time up, 314-241-9797. All right, we're back. Last segment. If you want to get in on this, hurry up, 314-241-9797. And just speaking of getting those calls in, we've got one in here. Robert is on the line, has a question about some cable service or something. Are you there, Robert?
Yes, I am. How you doing, guys?
We're doing wonderful. Thanks for calling in. What do you got going on?
Love your show. I just really...
Thank you.
I'm trying to figure out who do I speak with about getting out from underneath my ridiculously expensive Comcast bill. And I'm not talking my internet at all. I'm just talking about my cable bill. I watch basically 4 local channels and Fox News, and that's it. So I just want sports, local news, and Fox News. I mean, can you go to the, who do you go to? Do you go to Roku? Do you go to AT&T streaming services? How do you do that?
Great streaming.
Okay,
service.
So I haven't had cable in my house since 2004.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, I was an original cord cutter. So once again, I have a very good wireless network. I have a Roku streaming device. You can just pick it up, you know, pretty much anywhere. We sell them. Best Buy sells them. You can get them online. Usually about $60, right. $60-$70, somewhere in there. I like the one that actually plugs into the TV, in the HDMI port, and then, or I'm sorry, the USB port. And then, you just power it with a regular, outlet. From there, myself, I have Hulu Plus, which is a little bit more expensive. It's about $39 a month. But I watch a lot of sports, and this allows me to watch just about anything. If you're looking for local, you can get an over-the-air antenna. I believe AntennasDirect.com, I think that's who it is. They're actually a St. Louis company out of Eureka, and they sell antennas online for, you know, over-the-air HD signals. It's amazing, because when you have the HD over-the-air signal, you'll find out that, hey, I didn't realize there were three channel 11s or, you know, three channel 5s, things like that.
Right.
So you do something like that. With the Roku, it'll allow you to, there's a lot of channels that you can stream that don't necessarily have any kind of a subscription, but then there's also some that you can just pick up for that one single channel and do prescriptions. Let's face it, Comcast, Charters, they all are starting to understand that they're not long for this world in the current model. And I don't know if you saw how Disney came out and they're coming out with their own streaming service because they understand. Same thing with ESPN. You could actually go in and get an ESPN subscription. I believe it's ESPN Plus, and it's actually paying them less than what they're getting from your Comcast bill.
Crazy.
Yeah.
So it's going to take a little bit of research, just trying to find out what you're trying to buy. But using a Roku device or a Fire Stick or something like that will allow you to start streaming direct. Combine that with an over-the-air antenna, a high-definition signal antenna, you can eliminate a lot of the Comcast cable bill.
So when you do the streaming over the internet, do you have to upgrade your router that like a Comcast would be providing for me?
I would tell you this. I would get your own. The reason for it is because the cable companies sub out that router / modem piece to the lowest bidder.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Sure they do, yeah.
So for me...
You get what you pay for.
You get what you pay for. The service has to give you a modem, plain and simple. The trick is they give you that wireless modem, which you pay an extra fee for. So have them just supply the modem, get your own wireless router, and then depending on how your house is wired, if you have a direct internet wire you could plug from the TV to the modem or router, it will be a stronger, faster signal because hardwired is always going to be faster than Wi-Fi. But if you do not have that and you want to stream wirelessly, I stream wirelessly in my house. I just happen to have a very high-powered wireless router to do it.
So you're in St. Louis, is that correct?
Yes.
I'm in Annapolis, Maryland.
Okay.
I mean, who do I go to that someone like you, that I'm willing to pay money.
Sure.
To someone like you. I mean, I'm willing to pay you money in St. Louis, but you're near my house.
Sure.
How do I find somebody like you?
Google in the Annapolis, Maryland area. Just Google custom integrators.
Custom integrator?
Yep.
Okay.
And they should pop up.
Well, that's awesome. Hey, we're running out of time here. Robert, I want to thank you for listening, and thank you for listening from far away. That's awesome. And we got to wrap things up here pretty quickly. But thanks for the call. I hope that was great information for you. And good, very good. I appreciate it. And Tony, I want to thank you for coming on and being with us and bringing all this great information. And if you are in the St. Louis area, we were just talking about how you guys have these routers that are like $69 that you're getting rid of some inventory stuff that are great. Where's your store? Real quick, where do people go to get this stuff?
All right, our showroom, we are in the Valley. We just moved out there a couple years ago. 17373 Chesterfield Airport Road. We are right next to Amini's. So if you know where the Copper Top is, we're right next to it.
Yep, absolutely. And you know, you'll find some great stuff in there, and you will get to the right people to help you buy the right thing. And then they can help you install it and everything. So... thanks for coming out.
Thanks for having me.
I want to thank everybody for being a part today and being with us. And I will talk to everybody next week.
Get more at 971talk.com.